You're listening to Music at Midday on Classical IPR, and our guest this hour is conductor John Bregal. He's conducting a special presentation at Interlaken this Sunday at 3 o'clock. It's the Festival Choir. Now, the Festival Choir performs every summer at Interlaken. It's musicians from the staff at Interlaken Center for the Arts, as well as from around the region, neighboring communities. And John, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for sharing this music with us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
This year's repertoire is Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson. And we'll start just by hearing the first movement performed by Conspirare.
Horses, sky, and grass. These are
was the first part, the opening of the prologue from Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson. It is a piece that's being sung by the Festival Choir at Interlaken this Sunday at 3 p.m. in Kresge Auditorium. Today, our guest here in the studio is John Bregel. He is conducting that performance. Once again, welcome, John. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
An absolute pleasure, Nancy. Thanks for having me.
So, about this piece and choosing this piece and its subject matter, what brought you to this?
I think that when we look at what the role of artists is, I think certainly standing up and speaking out comes to mind. I would say even more importantly, that this piece represents a reimagining and a reinvigoration of a musical form that's been around since Bach's time. This piece models itself after the Bach Passions. There are musical allusions to that influence in one of the movements where the chorus sings much in the way that they would in the great turbo choruses of the different passions of Bach. And in its formal structure, it is organized in that manner. But this is a piece of music that really challenges the audience and expectations. The movement that you just heard begins with a quote from the Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach, and then becomes a contemporary choral classical performance that's borrowing some influence from electronic looping techniques in the repetitive nature of some of the voices and what they're singing. Throughout the performance of the entire work, there are movements that model themselves after a country western tune. There's a movement that's really like a blues lament that is sung. There are movements that sound like you're listening to Sondheim, and there are movements that are modeled after a Gregorian chant singing text by Hildegard of Bingen. And so the range of diversity musically is something that applied to this format, I think, is a really noble gesture. The other motivation is, of course, the story of Considering Matthew Shepard and the texts that it uses. Matthew Shepard, of course, was murdered in 1998 when I was a senior in high school. And he was 3 years older than I was. And I remember watching the media coverage of this event and the national conversation that happened as a result of this. And as I was looking through the work, there still was a great deal that resonated with me in terms of its importance. But mostly, it's the willingness on the part of Craig Hella Johnson to present all sides and all roles in these events. That's sort of the origin of the title, Considering Matthew Shepard from all angles. He uses, as I said, poetry by Hildegard of Bingen and Rumi and Rabindranath Tagore, and a number of poets who wrote artistic responses to Matthew's death. And one of those examples that I think illustrates this really well is in the portrayal of the fence. Musically, we hear that fence before these events, and the fence is that country western song. That symbol of, you know, the masculinity of the West and taming the open prairie as fences did. But then, of course, the fence plays a pivotal role in Matthew Shepard's murder. He was tied to that fence and left to die. And so in this movement that we'll play next, we hear the perspective of that fence as it, and this is in the words of the poetry that's being sung, cradles him all night long.
Truck was the night.
Music of Craig Hella Johnson, that movement titled The Fence, from Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson. This is a special hour of Music at Midday on Classical IPR. I'm Nancy Dineen, your host, and my guest is conductor John Bragle. And he is conducting this entire work, Considering Matthew Shepard, this Sunday in Kresge Auditorium. Craig Hella Johnson, the composer of this work, modern-day current composer, mm-hmm. wrote this not immediately after the events of 1998. He wrote it relatively recently.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Nancy. And I should say that Craig Hella Johnson does have an interlocking connection.
Oh.
He worked as a staff accompanist in the summer of 1983 at the arts camp, and has very fond memories of his time here, or at least was willing to say so to me in an email. And this piece, I think, in interviews that I've listened to with the composer, is something that definitely built and grew in his mind over the 20 years since Matthew Shepard's death. And towards the premiere of these performances, it had its formal premiere in 2016, but I believe that Conspirare had performed excerpts and short works of it beforehand. And then once the formal premiere took place, then there was a tour, and things were changing still on the tour. And I think that when you have a spirited group of collaborators who are working on something passionately like this, it is going to naturally go through some changes and some adjustments. I was joking, but that there are versions in the recording that Conspirare released that are different from what was ultimately performed later and then published. So it's something that is still, I think, living and breathing as this story continues to find ways to be told. And it is a story that does focus on this notion of consideration, free of judgment, free of predetermination, but rather careful consideration. And I think that there's no two movements really that are an example of how willing Craig Johnson has been to consider this events from all angles and to do so without judgment or painting with a brush of emotion. And we're going to listen to a movement that is of that, and this is I Am Like You. Now, in this particular movement, the two men who were convicted of murdering Matthew Shepard, Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson, obviously, they became a part of this story too. And in this movement, we are challenged as humans to ask, am I like you, Aaron? Am I like you, Russell? Are there things that I see in myself that may be similar to what you experience? And it's very honest. One of the lines that I always come back to is we sing, when I think of you, and then in parentheses, the text that we sing next is, and honestly, I don't like to think about you. And then outside of parentheses, but sometimes I do. And I think that this is a level of honesty with human experience and emotion that is really pretty incredible to ask people to experience as performers and as audience members. musically, he accomplishes this by creating it's a sound very reminiscent of like an Imogen Heap popular song, like Hide and Seek. It's a very similar sound to that song, but it is presented sort of unemotionally and in a very honest style in the recording and also, I think, in our performance that I hope will allow audience members to have that moment to consider from this angle as well.
People very much.
Some
just needed to say this. Some things we love get lost along the way.
I am like you, we are all sons. Music from Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson. That is the piece in its entirety, which will be performed by Interlaken's Festival Choir this Sunday at 3 in Kresge Auditorium. And we're listening and hearing about it this hour with John Bragle, the conductor. And I should mention that the program will be held in Kresge Auditorium. It is free and open to the public, and tickets are not necessary.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, just to share a little bit about this ensemble, the Festival Choir, this is a really unique ensemble. I just said really unique. Things can't be really unique. It is unique. on our campus, in that it is a performing ensemble that consists of students, staff members, faculty, and community members. All told, there will be about 150 people on the stage. But I think that one of the aspects that draws people to participate in this ensemble is the opportunity to perform with our students, our campers. They are possessed of an unbelievable amount of youthful exuberance and energy. And I think that for the staffers and the faculty members and the community members and their conductor, myself, they remind us of what joy looks like when we perform. I know that's something that always appeals to me about Interlaken performances, especially during the camp season, because you do get to see such an age of range. If you go to a YSO concert on Sunday night, if you go to the Junior Ensembles concert at Friday at 4 o'clock, if you are at the Intermediate Musical Theater, if you go to the Junior Visual Arts Gallery Open, and I can keep on listing programs, and I'm sure the admissions office would like me to. But all of these programs, the one constant besides a preponderance of blue clothing is this youthful energy and excitement and newness that is really wonderful. And it reminds us, as no longer camp age people, what we used to be like before bills needed to be paid and before livelihoods depended on it. That is one of the incredible blessings and challenges of a life in the arts, is you have to balance your artistic fulfillment with your financial duties and your calendar organization and like the boundaries of time. And that is a difficult thing. And one of the first things that can leave artists is that joy. And so there's a wonderful remembrance of that when you get to sit in this group next to a 16-year-old who just wants to sing and who just wants to experience and to feel and then to share. And that is an incredible thing. The next movement we're going to play is The Innocents. And this movement is a similar feel to that, in that it is asking the audience to remember just the innocence of childhood. And I'll read from the text, but all the times our laughter rang in summer, where, oh, where has the innocence gone? And this question, in the context of the whole work, it really forms a respite from the difficult consideration. It is much easier to think about sort of youthful innocence than it is to be thinking about some of the things that we have to consider when listening to this piece and when performing this piece. And so The Innocents is a little bit of an oasis right in the middle of this wonderful work, this oratorio and this passion designed around Matthew Shepard's life. So I invite you to sit back and enjoy this movement, The Innocents.
When I think of all the times the world was ours for dreaming, when I think of all the times the earth seemed like our home, every heart alive with its own longing, every future we could ever hope to hold, and all the times our laughter rang in summer, and all the times sing our tune. Was there already sadness in the sunlight? Some stormy story waiting to be told. Think of all the joys, the times that we remember, all the treasures we believed we'd never ever lose. Too many days gone by without their meaning, too many darkened hours without their vows we once swore. Now it's just this letting go. Where, oh, where has it gone? Where, oh, where has the innocence gone? Where, oh, where has it gone? Rain's rolling down, wash away
The Innocence, a movement from Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson on Classical IPR. This is a special edition of Music at Midday. John Bregel, the conductor, is our guest, and he will conduct Considering Matthew Shepard this Sunday in Interlaken's Kresge Auditorium.
Yeah, that movement is so heartbreakingly beautiful. And when I was talking, Nancy, about putting together things to listen, I wanted to make sure that people understand that if they come to this performance, that there really is a range of music, and there is also the tone of this work is one of hope. The tone of this work is celebration of the impact that Matthew Shepard has had since his death. That is where we walk out of this performance with. And I want to share that with everybody who's listening, because I don't know whether or not many people will get in their cars and drive over for an hour and a half of heart-rending beauty and or challenging deep introspection. There is joy. Folks, if you're listening, I promise you there is joy. And the next movement we're going to hear is an example of that joy. We're not going to play the entirety of it because I want you to know that you have to come to the concert to hear the rest of the movement. But there is hope and there is joy. 10 years after Matthew Shepard's death, hate crimes legislation was passed bearing his name, and progress continues to be made. And there is still work to do. Nancy, when you asked me at the beginning, why did you choose to perform this work? And one of the answers that I should have given is that there is still a great deal of work to be done to help and to protect and to serve what is a very vulnerable community. There's an estimate out there that up to 40% of LGBTQ teens experience homelessness at some point. And that number has to be lower. That number has to be lower. And there's a study that was done by the Centers for Disease Control on youth behavior that said that 30% of LGBTQ teens experience bullying either in person or electronically. And that number has to go down. And Considering Matthew Shepard ends with this conclusion that having looked at all of what went on surrounding his life and the end of his life, the answer to all of this is very simple, and it is that we could have loved more. And so this is the very beginning of all of us.
Where begin again? Who could meet us there?
That's music from All of Us, a Movement in Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson. I'm Nancy Dineen, your host on Music at Midday on Interlochen Public Radio, and our guest this hour is conductor John Bregel.
Thanks so much for having me. I hope everybody has enjoyed listening to these excerpts of the work. I wanted to share one more aspect of one more selection from this work before I head off to have a rehearsal, because the work is never done at camp. When planning our rehearsals, I thought it was very important for our singers to be prepared to work on this music. And so there's a section at the very end of the introduction where the chorus sings these following words that I'll just read to you really quickly. I am open to hear the story about a boy, an ordinary boy, who never had expected his life would be this story. Could be any boy. I am open to hear a story. Open. Listen. All. I hope that you will feel open to join us on Sunday at 3 p.m. in Kresge Auditorium. The performance is free and involves just some wonderful human beings who will be performing, members of, as I said, the camp's student body, staff, faculty, and community members to perform Considering Matthew Shepard.
Thanks so much for sharing this music and this endeavor with us, John.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much, Nancy.
I am open. That was from the movement We Tell Each Other Stories from Considering Matthew Shepard by Craig Hella Johnson. Our guest this hour has been John Bregel. He's conducting Considering Matthew Shepard this Sunday in Kresge Auditorium, the Interlochen Festival Choir, made up of students, staff, and community members from around the region. You can hear it for free. It's 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon in Kresge Auditorium. No tickets are necessary.